USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In New Hampshire, Democratic primary returns show Joe Biden behind Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who is leading along with Pete Buttigieg. Biden spoke to reporters in South Carolina.
Just spoke to our folks up in New Hampshire, and they did a good job.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar said she's performed better than expected.
Well, there are still ballots left to count. We have beaten the odds every step of the way.
Also, Senator Mike Bennett and entrepreneur Andrew Yang have announced they're suspending their campaigns. President Trump signed a bill helping veterans pursue careers in STEM industries, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. The White House said the Supporting Veterans in STEM Careers Act will help train veterans for STEM careers. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
The Justice Department has revised the amount of prison time it's seeking for former Trump advisor Roger Stone. This after President Trump called the initial request of 7 to 9 years horrible and unfair. The president denied playing any role in revising the sentence request.
Yeah, I thought it was ridiculous that out of that. No, I didn't speak to the judge. I'd be able to do it if I wanted. I have the absolute right to do it.
All four of the attorneys involved have resigned in protest. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas told the UN Security Council he's willing to negotiate with Israel under certain circumstances, but he does reject the U.S.'s proposed Middle East plan. The plan proposes to separate Israel and Palestinian states and allows Israel to annex territory in the West Bank that it occupied after the 1967 Six-Day War. Palestinian leaders also rejected the plan because they weren't involved in drawing up the proposal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The World Health Organization said it hopes to develop a vaccine for the coronavirus within 18 months. WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus said the vaccine for the virus, which the organization dubbed COVID-19, will take time to develop, and said that countries will have to make do with available resources in the meantime. The global death toll from the virus rose to 1,107, according to health officials in the Chinese province of Hubei. The city of Wuhan is announcing new restrictions on citizens, allowing only one member of a household to make one shopping trip every 3 days, while also quarantining entire buildings in some cases. Beijing also called on countries that have placed a restriction on travel to China in an effort to curb the spread of the virus to restore it to normal relations for the benefit of the global economy. A jazz musician has left us. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
That's jazz keyboardist Lyle Mays playing with the Grammy Award-winning Pat Metheny Group. Mays passed away at 66 following what his family describes as a long battle with a recurring illness. Metheny calling Mays one of the greatest musicians he ever knew. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.